Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good evening to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have back with us a very special guest, our coach and really our favorite coach, and with a really very inspiring story. A story of recovery and not only health, but also in life. And now using her experiences to help other people from around the world. It is transformational success coach Nicole Bolrami, founder of the Fortitude Coach. And for those who really didn't get an opportunity to hear the first segment, I can assure you that you'll be very inspired by her story and journey, which really led to her own personal success. And to remind everyone, today is Thursday, the 18th of August. Our show today with Nicole will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site, or you can also visit us on Facebook. Please go to facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And you can also visit us on Twitter. Please go to twitter.com/ACC Global Media. Or you can also go to our website. Please go to accglobalmedia.com. And you can really find our show over there with Nicole and with all of our other coaches. And you can enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, a quick background on our guest, Nicole Bolrami. We're very happy to have her back. A military spouse, a homeschooling mother. Nicole had a life that many would say is ideal to many people's eyes. But at the same time, she had a quiet feeling of discontent or even restlessness within. And really, she was doing a great job taking care of other people, but not really herself. And I know many people in the audience, including myself, can definitely relate to this. So what Nicole did was really make a decision to change her life. And what she really did altogether was change not only her life, but also her way of thinking. She took control. And these changes that she has made to all of these negative feelings, she's really turned positive. She became an empowered, authentic person. And now she uses her journey and experience to help other people around the world. And again, many of us in the audience could relate to a few of the things that I mentioned. People that feel trapped. People that feel like that you're really living an unfulfilling life. People who are just really bored or disappointed with aspects of their life. She really helps them find the greatness, their passion, and their love of life. And I do want to share this to the audience because this is very important. Every guest that comes onto our show is carefully vetted. And this is to assure that we feature the best people in the world to offer their stories and their journeys, and also their assistance to our audience. And as I mentioned before, if you're lucky enough or have the honor to listen to them share their story, you will understand why we did select these special people to be on our show. And again, I assure everyone tuning in that they are the best and most qualified people in the world to help others. And our guest today, Nicole, her motto in life really is that she doesn't see you as who you are, but she sees you as who you could be. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you transformational success coach, founder of the Fortitude Coach, Ms. Nicole Bo-Roming. How are you doing today, Nicole?
Hi, Matthew. I am doing great. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. I am so happy to have you back on. I definitely enjoyed our conversation from before. Now, Nicole, for the people that didn't have the opportunity to hear your first segment, can you quickly explain to them who exactly is Nicole Bo-Roming?
Wow. Well, I was born and raised in the Bahamas, and I have, as you mentioned, I'm a military spouse. I homeschooled my kids. I've worked in the banks. I've been corporate. And I'm also an autoimmune or IBD warrior. I am someone that has intentionally chosen to embrace life for all that it is. And I am excited and I am passionate about helping other people get out of the cycle that they're in. You know, the disease taught me that not only can an illness keep you trapped, but conditioning, your attitude, your mindset, and your situation. So I am just someone that just that enjoys helping people have a forward attitude, therefore the name Fortitude. So it's about helping people really just look forward and not being stuck where they are or trapped in the past.
And you did mention your sickness a few seconds ago, and I do want to inform our audience, Nicole really has a wonderful story of recovery, which is why definitely a big reason of why she was selected to come on to our show. Nicole, if you could share with the audience your personal story and journey to what led you here.
9 years ago, I was diagnosed. Initially, they thought it was Crohn's, and then after further testing, they came up with ulcerative colitis. For 6 years, I controlled the illness with supplements and naturopathic care. And then about 3 years ago, the illness got a bit out of hand. And there was nothing we could do naturally to get her under control. It just was taking me down one step at a time. I had to quit my job. I had to put my son in a part-time school because it had just become too much. Shortly thereafter, I was hospitalized for the first time. And my numbers were like quadruple the numbers they should have been for inflammatory rates and so forth and so on. And we finally got it under control, even though the body wasn't responding properly to the steroids and so forth. And then I was released. And about 7 weeks later, I had a massive infection that took place in my face and in my mouth. And one of the reasons was because the immune system was still turned off, because that's one of the things they do to try to get the flares under control. And so here I was again going in for emergency surgery. When they took me and I had 104 temp, they literally did surgery with ice packs on me because it was so bad. They couldn't get my blood pressure to regulate. It was really a very interesting time for me. And so they took me in. They cleaned out the infection in my face, cut out all the stuff in my mouth. And that was my second hospitalization in 7 weeks. Needless to say, at that time, it kind of took a toll on me. Fast-forwarding a little bit, about 7 or 8 months later, I was hospitalized again. And that was the beginning of last year, actually, to be more specific. And once again, at that point, I was facing either having surgery to remove my colon or I had to start biologic. And since then, I have two of the biologics have failed me. I'm now on my third biologic. And so far, I'm doing good. Still have some side effects, some things going on. But every day I get up, and my whole thing is it doesn't get to beat me. Yeah, some days I'm down, but I always have that forward attitude that tomorrow I'm going to be up and we're going to do this again. So that's pretty much in short about the disease and the illness.
Well, and there's so many people out there that are so unhappy with life, and to hear that you are able to overcome all of these issues and really be able to thrive mentally, I know many people are wondering what's your secret. What, Nicole, is your biggest influence of what really led to your recovery, to this big change in your life?
Biggest influence is my faith. I really, really believe in the Bible and what God teaches and, you know, Jesus and the power of healing. I also relied on a therapist, and my therapist was a Christian as well. And he also, not only did he do therapy, but he also coached me. And that was my first experience with coaching. And so coupled with my faith, you know, just knowing that all things are possible and just really beginning to believe that with everything, it really began to give me a mindset shift. But also having the therapist coach me was a big difference, because what it came down to really during my coaching session was, what did I want? And that was really shocking for me, because, you know, we're all feeling like, you know, if you figure out what you want, you're being selfish and self-centered, yeah, and all this. And that's part of the conditioning that we have, you know. However, what I've really been finding out through my studying and my researching and everything else is that, in essence, really focusing on you and kind of creating that transformation within you actually makes you more effective. Because at that point, once you're secure and you're not being insecure in who you are, you're able to go out there and do things and share yourself and your gifts and your talents with people without being so self-conscious. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard about it. A gentleman that was talking about communication, he was saying that the speaker is so full of himself that nobody in the audience could hear him because he was so self-conscious. And that's kind of how we go through life. We're so self-conscious of how we're showing up that we're really not being effective. But if we could just become secure, we can be so much more effective in life.
And what I do want to ask, how come so many of us, or why is it so easy for us to get this feeling of discontent in life? How come so many of us suffer from this issue?
One of the things that I've found, like I said, a lot of it is conditioning. A lot of it comes from experience. Sometimes we never reset our coping mechanism. You know, like we'll go through something and, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I got burned. Oh, I won't do that again. And so every time that kind of opportunity replaces itself, instead of like processing it differently and realizing, oh, well, maybe if I'd not touched it on the left side, if I touched it on the right side and had a burner thing on my hand, I wouldn't have gotten burnt, so I still can cook. You know, it's that kind of thing. We kind of don't reprocess things. We don't stop, honestly, long enough to examine, okay, what really happened? I just had a client recently that was something that we had to walk through. He was going through a very negative situation, and there were some silver linings in there. There were some good points in there. But the fact that he only could see the negative effect was really holding him from moving forward. So once, yeah, I was able to get him to begin to look at it from a different perspective, okay, what was off? There were some things you could change that would change the experience. But a lot of times we just throw it up. If it happens and it's negative, we just throw it up. And I always use the illness. What if when I was first hospitalized, I just threw everything up? I went, oh, well, guess this is my life. Got to deal with it. You know, second time I came out, I just think back to that. And there's so many people, I watch them, they don't have an illness. And I'm not saying that the illness does not have a mind of its own. Please don't think that's what I'm saying. For our listeners out there that are suffering with chronic diseases and illnesses, I am not in any way making it smaller or making it. However, there are people that are suffering in other ways that are comparable to how we go through, and they're stuck. And they don't look at it from another perspective. You know, even with illnesses, we don't look at what we can do. We're so busy mourning what we can't do. And that's where we get stuck. It's in that negative of, I can't, oh, I can't get out of bed, I can't move, I can't. What can you do?
Yes.
You know, I shared on the last recording that coaching to me was a perfect fit because, number one, I love helping people. It was something I was doing before I was even trained. But the other part to that is I can coach from my bed. I can coach from my home. I don't have to leave. So I began to look at what I could do versus
yes.
what I can't do. And so that's kind of the attitude that I try to get my clients to develop, you know, that mindset and attitude. You couple a good mindset and an attitude together, you are just going to break through some things. It's just exciting,
yes.
you know. So.
And it's unfortunate that so many people, it's like it's somehow drilled into all of our minds that we have to think about all of the things we can't do. All the time, I can't do this. I won't be able to make it. No, that's not for me. I couldn't do that. I'm trying to wonder.
I always talk about that critic.
Yeah, how do we develop this? How come it's almost shocking to me.
It really is. And the thing is that we're not conscious that we have people. I've read many different books, and they have different names for it. Some call it the jerk. Some call it the critic. Some call it the gremlin. Some call it the deceiver. There's different names for it. But we have this voice in our head. And if you stop long enough, you will realize that you have a voice in your head that if he was an actual person sitting next to you, you would evict him. But we allow that voice to keep talking. No, I really sometimes I challenge my clients. I want you to take that voice and pretend it's a person sitting next to you. Would you allow that person to say those things to you? Then why are you allowing your mind to say those things to you?
Oh,
why are you not?
It's a wonderful way of explaining it. It's so true.
It really is. We allow that voice to dictate different things to us. Actually, I just had a workshop this past Friday, and one of the first things I had to instruct everybody to do was turn off that voice. That's the first thing I want you to do. I make you aware of the voice. Did you hear that voice that says, what is she doing now? That's the voice I need you not to listen to. Because that voice keeps you from subconsciously absorbing things. Because think about it. You're not actively participating at that point. You're spectating. If you're in a room and mentally you're commenting on everything going on, are you active in that room or are you spectating?
Yes.
You're spectating. You're sitting there like you're watching a game and Monroe hits the ball and it goes across. You're spectating. You're not the person actually involved in what's happening. You have to. I am guilty of it. It's a practice that I still have to do. And I have to do a scan to make sure, okay, am I spectating or am I involved? Because it causes you to lose out on things. That voice will cause you will make a judgment about somebody before you even know who it is.
Yeah.
And you've lost out on an opportunity. You know, so it's that critic, that's the jerk. I mean, I love all the different names for it. I think it's so amazing. The deceiver, you know, it's a condemner.
Yeah.
You know, I really like the jerk and the critic, you know, but if you think about it that way, you'll be able to shine light on it. You don't sit there and wrestle it, oh, I'm not going to think this. Okay, they have neuroscientists have come up with the thing that if you say, I'm not going to do something, the brain doesn't process it the same. So you have to shine light on it and then replace it. So if it's telling you, you can't talk on the radio, you can't talk on the radio, you won't know what to say. How about if you start telling yourself, if I get prepared, I'll know what to say. If I speak from my heart, I'll know what to say. And if you keep saying that to yourself and overriding that other voice, you'll be amazed how it shifts your mindset, it shifts your attitude, and when you show up, you're there, you're present, you're active, and you can really say you gave it your all.
And again, that is so true. Now, you have a program, the Five Pillars of You. Can you explain that program to the audience?
Okay. The Five Pillars of You is based on the premise of making yourself the most honorable guest within your consciousness. So when we look at the Five Pillars of You, we focus on your self-awareness. We focus on your self-discovery. We focus on your self-confidence. your self-worth, and your self-purpose. Now, I know that's a lot of self, and a lot of people are like, really, Nicole, that's a lot of self. But once again, I really believe that if you nurture who you are, you will show up with a magic that nobody else can understand. And I kind of came with it, the magic of you. When you begin to understand the magic of you with these five pillars that I have moving around, then you're able to have more power, more focus, and then you have more effectiveness. So the whole idea is to begin to focus on who am I? What do I like? Okay, then once you're done with that, okay, now what am I worth? Like, what really am I worth? What should I be taking care of that I'm not taking care of? What am I tolerating that I need to get rid of? You know, then you begin to look at self-acceptance. Okay, this is who I am. And see, this is what I love about self-acceptance. Once you begin to come to self-acceptance, when there's things that you need to grow in, you'll be able to identify those too, because that's part of accepting who you are. So you're like, okay, these are my weaknesses. Where do I grow? You know, then you start looking at your self-confidence. Once you start getting that and you know your own strengths and you know your own weaknesses, then, of course, you're walking in self-confidence at that point. And then with self-confidence, you're able to look at your purpose. Okay, how do I affect those around me? And so, like I said, that's the magic of you. So that's why the five pillars of you were birthed. And I just really believe that as you begin to understand the magic of who you are, you have the power, the focus, and then, in essence, you're effective. And so we begin to change the world around us and each other.
Yes. And, again, you're saying all of these wonderful things. And despite that voice in everyone's head is probably still talking, especially for the people that are really suffering with this, that are saying, well, maybe she's saying this, but I'm not one of the ones, you know, this may not work on me. You know, maybe if she's on the radio, you know, she's somebody really big, you know, someone like me, I wouldn't be able to get help. Can you share with the audience maybe some of the results that they would be able to get once they start working in your program?
Well, first of all, one of the biggest things is you kill that victim mentality. You get rid of that scarcity, that thought that you're less than, you're not good enough. That's one of the first things we need to address. So that's one of the biggest rewards that you get from there. The other part about that is you begin to see your full potential. See, basically, the five pillars is big growth mentality. And so what happens is, and I use this as an example, if I were to take a vine, Matthew, and I planted it out in my yard where it was free next to my house, what would happen is that vine grew. It would take over my house.
It would
grow everywhere.
Yes, it would attach to the house.
It would try to get the neighbor house if I leave it. If I leave it, it'll go to everybody's house. The vine would have, there's nothing limiting it. But if I take that same vine and I plant it in a pot, now what am I going to get?
Oh.
Am I going to get the same effect?
You have more control over it, really.
Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much what you're going to get. What the benefit that you get is that basically we're going to take you out of that pot and we're going to plant you where you're without limit. And so now you are able to grow, and, yeah, I could still trim you here and there, but that would be up to you at that point, because I know one time we had a vine, and we tried to trim it, and every time we came out, it still tried to go the other way.
Yes.
But you're able to grow without feeling all this confining, without feeling, you know, this like I said, this victim mentality. You know, the other part to it is that when you begin to come out of that pot, and I'm going to keep using this analogy, when we take you out of that pot and we transplant you, now your roots can go deeper. So now we start looking at your core values. You begin to know, like, really, what do you believe? And the deeper your roots grow, the more nutrients you can receive. So the greater you're going to grow. So one of the things is that you're going to begin to see how far you can go. So you begin to see life as an adventure. You stop seeing it as oh, my gosh, I got to get up on Monday? Really? You know, or thank God it's hump day because I'm about done with this week. Then you start thinking, all right, man, this week is almost over. I still got so many things to do. That is what I want to leave people with when they're done with it. Like, all right, I got to hurry up because I got a lot to do this weekend. Okay, next week I got to start planning for next week because Monday's, you know, you're excited about life. You begin to get that joy back about living. And once again, once you get that, I guarantee I have never seen anybody that embraces their passion and does not affect others around them. I if somebody knows it, please write me, tell me. I've tried to find an example of it. I can't. No matter who you look at that has embraced who they are or what they have to offer and become passionate about it, they've offered something to those around them, the world, whether it's the Walmart, whether it's Sam's Club, whether you can name it. They offer something to the Warren Buffett. You anybody, you think of big people and you realize that with them embracing who they were able to affect everybody around them. So the other thing I like about it is you get to design your life selfishly. And I know I shouldn't use selfishly, but I like that. Because you get to look at what do you want. People do not embrace the fact that anger, being dissatisfied, being frustrated, those are energy. It's all energy. And if you keep that energy bottled up or keep trying to suppress it, I don't know about nobody else. I know for me, when I started to look at it, it was tiring. I was
absolutely
tired of trying to suppress who I am. I mean, seriously, not meaning to be all of that, but everybody's hearing me. Could you imagine trying to suppress me? That's a lot of work. And so it's just reality. I look back now and I go, you really was trying to keep all of that under wraps? Really? And so people become amazed at what they really want, what they're really passionate about, what they really can achieve. So those are things that people in the past that I've worked with, they begin to see. You know, one of my clients, he always said, I just got so much hope. And a lot of times that's all that people are missing. It's just the hope that they could be more, the hope that there's something better. You know, we feel guilty because we want more out of life. Somehow, you know, after we saw Oliver Twist and he was reprimanded for asking for more, I guess we all just took on the fact that we shouldn't want more in life. I don't know. But we all seem to struggle with wanting more, wanting to be better, wanting a richer life, a more passionate marriage, better behaved kids, a cleaner home. I don't care what it is. Promotion on the job. You know, I like this thing that Tony Robbins, love or hate him, whatever side you're on, but this is really true. Why settle for great when you can be magnificent? Why?
Yes.
And so these are the things that I try to get them to get through the course of the program.
And this is for everybody tuning in. May you be a senior citizen. You could be a mother with children. If, again, you have any of these feelings in any way, you can make a change. Life or the rest of life does not need to go this way. And it is the exact reason why we bring all of these wonderful people onto our show to let the world know that assistance is out there. We have a little under 90 seconds left, Nicole. If you could very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to sign up for your program or to learn more information about you?
www.thefortitudecoach.com is my website. You can also feel free to email me, even if it's a question or concern, at nicole@thefortitudecoach.com. On Facebook, I am The Fortitude Coach. On Instagram, Twitter, I am The Fortitude Coach. And I made it very easy for everyone to find me, so you'll be able to do it that way. I highly recommend you sign up for a discovery session on my website. That is the best place to start. It's free. We just sit and we talk, and we figure out how I can best assist you.
And again, to the audience tuning in, please, again, go to our website, thefortitudecoach.com. Our discovery section, it's free of charge. You'll get the opportunity to take that first step. It's the hardest and most important part. Mm. And, again, I've had an opportunity to speak to Nicole. You would be in the best hands possible. We're just about out of time today, but, again, Nicole, I thank you for coming back on again with us. And to everyone out there, Nicole will be back with us again in the future. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And, Nicole, again, it was an honor having you on today. Thank you for joining us.
Matthew, the honor was mine, and thank you very much to your listeners and to you as well. Thank you.
And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening, and to you as well, Nicole. I look forward to having everyone back with the next show.
Same to you, Matthew.
You have a great evening.
Same to you.